Welcome to the True Identity Podcast.
Welcome.
Yeah. Where our mission is those six words. Love God, love people, make disciples. And this message, it's never changed. It's been the same. It's that we're dead to the old and made new in Christ. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the True Identity Podcast. I'm the host, Corey Fronick, and today we're talking about Romans 5:1 in today's short identity verse. In the verse it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, when I read this verse, I start asking these questions as if I'm talking to God. But in reality, these are the questions that I ask myself. These are the questions I've always asked myself. Who am I? Who is it that I really think that I am? Is it what people say I am that defines me? Do I think that this thing that consumes my every thought, in every moment, is who I am? Why is identity so important? Why would knowing this even be relevant? At present, I find myself grappling with numerous misconceptions that society is trying to impose on me, maybe you, shaping me into this social counterfeit. This presence of deep fake culture in today's society only holds relevance because I too succumb to this falseness, hoping it will liberate me somehow. This constant worry about who I am and who I am not. The culture is trying to tell me that being masculine or being a masculine man is frowned upon. It's almost shameful to assume I'm masculine in today's culture. Look at the trends on social media right now. I looked at them last night. The people in this position that are writing these scripts, that are writing these shows, they have a podium. They have this unique position to be able to convey their heart into what it is that they're trying to transmit to everybody. And then it begins to just reciprocate out into the socials. Last night, this hashtag 911 on ABC was trending. If you don't know what it is, it's a show on ABC. In the scene where everyone was commenting about what was happening, you can see what's going down between two grown men. I don't know the context exactly of what it is, but from what I understand, they're firefighters. When I was in the Navy, I was a firefighter. I know how tasking it can be to work in that environment. And what I saw on screen was not something that I could relate to. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just not something I can relate to. The characters in the scene are Buck and Tommy, and what appears to be some romantic intervention between the two of them. As I sit and watch this short 20-second scene, I can only watch so much of it. It's almost sickening. It saddens my heart to see that this type of stuff is received amongst the culture of today's age. It saddens my heart to see it. It's not that I don't agree with it. It's not about, and it has nothing to do with me. If this is how people want to live their lives, that's between them and that's their issue. I'm not trying to force my beliefs or my thoughts onto anybody. Is this what it means to be a man in today's age? These are the questions I'm asking myself as I'm watching this content. Is this what it means to be a man today? Is this what's acceptable? These are the thoughts that are going through the minds of the people that are watching this, the women that are watching these types of TV shows. They're sitting there and they're saying, you know, if they don't have a man in their life, if they have a father that left them down in the gutter when they were a kid, they're going to see these men and they're going to relate to them because the man that was supposed to be their father didn't show up, wasn't there for them. I'm a man with four daughters that hold my heart. I can't relate to this content, but it's important to relay my thought here. This is a normal process for men to look to some object for our affection. What's happening in this short clip is supposed to be this normal depiction of what affection looks like. What they think is supposed to be love in this scene is not love, it's affection. When I bring in the identity cycle of what it means to be walking out my faith, I sit here and I really grasp and I think about this, what it means to be in my pride or living out my new creation. In this scene, I see death because there's no seed of life that can come from an affection or a love like what can happen between two men that's happening in this scene. There's no life that can come from that. There's no seed of life. God cannot bless the seed of this relationship. That is why he blesses marriage. And what marriage is between a man and a woman. And that goes against the grain for what our culture says to us right now as men. And it's frowned upon to even say such a statement. And it's sad and it's sickening. But in reality, this is the truth. When you look at the identity cycle, you see that there's, on one side, you have this battle between the spiritual realm and the physical realm. On the one side, you see that your flesh is dying, and the only thing that can come from this is death. But on the spiritual side, you see this new creation. And the reality of this new creation is that this is an eternal life. Wrestling with this type of content is hard because you have to try to communicate the reality of truth to the people around you when the moment presents itself. Like with my kids, when they're going through stuff that they're going through at school, how are you supposed to challenge their reality with some form of truth that they don't understand because it's not reciprocal at school? It's not conveyed the same way at school. The conceptual reality that I'm talking about here is that it begins with a foundation. And this foundation that we're talking about is our identity and where we put it. And this affection that we see in this on TV and in our streamers is this false reality, is this reality of overly sexualized culture that makes us feel emptiness. There's no fulfillment. And I'm only saying that because I've lived so much of my life on the other side where my flesh was dying because I didn't understand who I was and my true identity. The culture is trying to tell me that being a masculine man is frowned upon. You can choose not to watch it. Absolutely. I can choose absolutely not to watch it. But that doesn't mean it's not there. Being naive to this sort of reality is concerning for me now. It's not possible to be naive to it because you know it's there. Two grown men kiss in this scene, and the world is supposed to melt with affection for this moment as if it's real. I suppose two men can genuinely feel like this, but that's none of my business. What is my business is that I'm supposed to identify with the sentiment or be shamed if I say that it's deeply fake. It's deeply fake because the only life that can be born from the seed of this kind of relationship is death. The fruit of this kind of affection is and can only be death. The culture, along with the structure of our civilization, is trying to shame me into speaking my truth because it doesn't align with their truth. The truth is that there is no justification for this example. There's none. I understand that some people identify with this affection. I understand and I respect that. Does this make you only right and me consistently wrong? The truth is that justice can only be right, even if you or I are wrong. So whether you or I are right or wrong, justice can only be right. Merely expressing or contemplating something doesn't automatically validate it. Similarly, if someone else disagrees, it doesn't mean that they're right. It just signifies their desire for me to conform to their viewpoint. Our society discourages us from embracing truth because it's not adaptable enough. The truth is that justice is only what we deserve. This example of societal shame is but an attempt to mold me to conform to this worldly identity that looks nothing like who I was created to be. How do we know we are who we were created to be? How do you know who you were created to be? I've been wrong before, so why would I ever assume I was right? Maybe you're like me and have accepted this reality. Today, the identity verse is found in Romans 5, verse 1, and it says again, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Why is the therefore, therefore? Well, it says in the verse right before that, "He who delivered over on account of my transgressions and was raised on account of my justification." The last verse in chapter 4 sounds a lot like 2 Corinthians 5:15. It says, "And he died for all, so that they who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." Does that sound relational? If not, forgive me. I'll say it as if it's being written for me. "For he, Jesus, died for all, so that those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him, Jesus, who died and rose again on my behalf." What does this have to do with my identity? Well, after therefore, it tells me, it says that I have been, past tense, indicating there's an event that's already taken place of significance, some event. I have been justified by faith. Remember, we talked earlier that justice can only be right even when I know I've been wrong. My faith isn't something the world gave me. It's not something I bought in a store. It's not some TV show I saw on the streamer last night. My faith is a gift from someone who knows who I am. This person knows me so well. He says that this gift of faith justifies me. And because of that, I have peace with the gift giver. In this case, the giver is God. When you go into the world today, you need to understand that it will try to tell you that you are this or that you are that. But the reality is that only the world has a track record of being wrong. Believing in something that historically sets this kind of precedent should be considered fake. So fake that the truth should look so bright that it feels like you're looking directly into the warmth of the blinding sun. It should materialize in my steps. It should materialize in my steps as I go about my way. It's my prayer that you truly accept this reality for yourself as well and experience it, that you are truly justified by faith and have peace with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Go and experience this reality and this truth and know more about who it is that you are created to be. This is the True Identity Podcast. We'll be back next week.